The $581.9 million budget recommended by Mayor Dominic Sarno was adopted by the Springfield City Council Monday night by an 11-0 vote with two councilors absent. The vote wrapped up the least contentious budget season in the state's third largest city in recent years. Mayor Sarno said he was very appreciative of the council's due diligence in reviewing the budget.
Everybody has worked really, really hard to communicate the pros and cons and to understand the process.
Prior to the vote, Sarno detailed highlights of the budget, which projects an increase of 1.8% over what the city will actually spend in the current fiscal year that ends June 30th. He said the budget will mean no layoffs in any municipal departments. There is money for public safety academies to fill vacancies caused by retirements in the police and fire departments. Essential city services are being maintained, summer recreation programs funded, and grass will be cut in parks and on public ways.
We've helped establish a balanced budget, implemented investments on city priorities, and again, have done so without any type of layoffs. I believe that the city continues to move forward, and there are certainly many programs and services we can all continue to celebrate.
Springfield City Council President Michael Fenton said the council held two public meetings to question department heads about the budget before Monday night's meeting to vote on the spending plan.
I think the result was a more transparent and thoughtful process this year.
The $2.8 million that will be taken from the city's stabilization or rainy day fund is one of the smallest drawdowns in recent years. It will leave the fund with $30 million, according to city officials. Fenton and Councilor Timothy Rook voted for the budget but voted against the transfer from the stabilization fund, saying it should only be used for emergencies.
The most significant part of this budget that the mayor has proposed is the drastic reduction of reliance on stabilization reserves. And although any reliance on stabilization reserves to fund reoccurring expenses is unacceptable from both a fiscal perspective and my personal economic perspective, we have made great strides, and the mayor deserves credit for that.
Rook, who chairs the council's finance committee, said city government is becoming more efficient. He praised the mayor for being willing to address councilors' concerns about staffing shortages in the Veterans Services Office.
He would file a supplemental budget once those positions have been justified as being needed for any backlog of cases or any future veterans who are returning. That, to me, was very encouraging.
City Councilor Kateri Walsh said she supported the budget because it would result in no layoffs of city workers.
We would love to see more, but working with what we have, it was a good budget. And the council can only cut. I think if we had the ability to fund departments, you'd see a lot more employees walking around City Hall.
Councilor Bud Williams urged Sarno to pursue additional aid from the state to pay for school busing, which Williams said is an unfunded mandate that costs Springfield as much as $20 million.
The new bill that they filed, the regionalization bill, which gives the regions a big advantage over the urban communities. These regions are getting money, and the city is shut down. I don't think that's fair.
Councilors in separate votes Monday night approved several self-sustaining programs that exist outside the city budget, including a residential trash collection and recycling program. It is funded by a $90 per household fee. The budget does not include payments from MGM, which last week found out it is receiving the lone Western Massachusetts casino license for its Springfield project. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.